The Bible reading today is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, beginning to read at verse 12. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning. It's good to be here together. I thought we'd start the day off by I've got a friend here that wants me to ask a question. This is Nadia, everyone. Say hello. So this is Nadia, and Nadia wants me to ask a question. What is a baby hamster called? Do you know what a baby hamster is called? Anyone know? That's right. Thanks, Nadia. A pup. A baby hamster is called a pup. Let's just put Nadia down. And my other guest here, this is Jamie. And Jamie wants, what's the question you want to ask? What is a baby cat called? What do you think a baby cat's called, Jamie? Well, Jamie doesn't really care. A kitten, that's right. But you know, there's another animal, and I can't reach out the window to get him. He always, runs across in the piece of ground opposite us in the mornings and gathering his nuts and running up into the tree. Squirrels. What's a baby squirrel called? It's actually also called a kitten or a kit. Last one. This one should. What is a baby pig called? Give you a clue. It's a character from Winnie the Pooh. Well done. The reason I've done this is because today is Mother's Day or Mothering Sunday. It's a day that's been celebrated for the last 400 years in this country to honor people that have looked after us. Let me say today is a day that can bring lots of pain. If you've lost a mother, if you never knew a mother, or you had a mother growing up that wasn't that loving. And so today we want to honor people who care for us. It might also bring pain to people that haven't had children or can't have children. Let me say the church is a place where we get new parents and family. I've had many men and women over the years have been like family to me and cared for me and helped me to see what it means to be a Christian. And that's what we want to focus on, is the new family and how we honored this morning. And I shared. There's a verse that was read. I just want to read it again. Maybe put it up on the screen. So here's our passage. This is a slightly different version from one that was read. I wanted that on purpose so we just get to look at this passage twice in a fresh way. I want you to see that the first thing I want you to notice about this is verse 12. It says that this is my command. Love each other. This is Jesus talking to his disciples in the book of John's Gospel. He then finishes over here. This is my command, love each other. And so if a parent has said something to you twice, you normally know that's important. And so Jesus' goal is to get his disciples to love people and to love each other and to care for one another, for Christians to care for one another. The disciples don't really know what's going on fully yet, but we do. And he says, first of all, he says, as I have loved you. And in verse 13, the greatest love a person can show is to die for his friend. And we know that's really what Christianity is all about. Jesus dying for us. He loves us so much that he died for us, died in our place so that we don't have to face judgment. We don't have to go to hell. We get to be counted as perfect in God's sight. And so that's what this is pointing towards this. Jesus also said to the disciples this. He says, "And you are my friends," which is wonderful. He talks in verse 15 about them not being servants, but because they know him, they called friends. And then this is a picture of what's going to happen to the disciples and what we know, that we're in relationship with God. We get to call him friend. He is our king and God, but he is our friend. And then right at the center is this, and this is what we're going to focus on this morning, is this: "You did not choose me, I chose you." So not taking away that the disciples care for Jesus. "And I gave you this work to go and produce fruit. I want you to produce fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you everything you ask for in my name." So it mentions fruit twice. We will look at that in our second part of our talk. But what I want us to see is that we are loved and chosen. Chosen. And that's important. So we love each other as Christians because we have been loved by God. And let me say that if you're not in relationship with God, you cannot love how he loves us, because you've got no model of it. And so I'd want you to know that you are really loved by God, more than you can comprehend. And it'd be great for you to talk to him about it and ask him that to be your friend and king and savior. And for those of us who are loved by God, as I said, a day like today is a day that can bring in some hurtful memories. And the thing is, what we want to honor is that love of Christians and church, particularly women that have shown you love, and it might be your actual mom, it might be an aunt, a gran. My friend was brought up by his gran. It for many, it might just be the love in the church and the love that you can show others. And so we love because we listen to God. He says, love each other. So we listen to what he commanded, and we love because we are loved. So we love because we listen to God, and we're loved because we are loved. He chose us. And we'll have a look at what that means in a moment. But his love, he chose us, he cares for us, he loved us, he commands us to love, and therefore we love one another, we care for one another. Like he laid down his life for us, we try and look, how can we put ourselves second to care for others? And today we want to honor people that have done that, but also we want to be people that do that. So if I had to sum up the first part of our talk, I would say that we have been loved by God. He chose us to love us. And finally, we see now that he has chosen us to bear fruit. Let me read verse 16 again. "You did not choose me, I chose you. I gave you this work to go and produce fruit. I want you to produce fruit that will last." The disciples, followers of Jesus, have been doing this throughout the generations to us today. We are loved by God, and we love him, and he produces fruit in our lives. Now, here is, just trying to balance this, a flower. And when we got this, it was just a little bulb, and it has grown and flowered or produced fruit. And so right now, you will probably be seeing a lot of flowers around the shop. And daffodils particularly, they're given, because they're still in the bulb at times. I remember the first time, what are these? Why aren't they not flowering? We buy the flowers because, or the seeds or whatever, because we know that they will open. Like daffodils being bought, they will open and produce fruit. And God is saying that he does that with people. He gets them and they blossom and produce fruit. People that care for others, children, want them to flourish in life, and if they're Christians, as Christians. And God wants that for us. He wants us to keep going, knowing that we are loved by him. He's chosen us, not because there's something spectacular about us, but because we're going to produce fruit, and it's fruit that lasts. To be Christian means that it's never going to have to be like a flower that's thrown away or something dead. We last for eternity, growing in him, in love. And in heaven, we will love one another. It's the thing that lasts. You know, there's many things in this world that might change and go, but love lasts forever, because it's what we'll be doing in the new creation. This morning, I want to encourage you to keep going and to produce fruit, as in just flourishing and growing in him. Growing as Christians, caring for one another, and showing your love for him in the way we listen to his word. That's what it means to produce fruit. And a thing that might motivate you is to remember that you were chosen. We had a video of an organization called Home for Good, and you would have heard about some things about them. And the Home for Good video, first of all, just went through a whole bunch of different mothers, people, women in the Bible, none of them perfect, some flawed, but just showing how God looked after and cared for them. And it's helpful to remember that whatever our earthly situation with family is, we have been adopted into a new family. We have been chosen by God. A friend of mine adopted his son quite a few years ago, and he got, this is in South Africa, he got the paperwork after trying to, you know, fight to get this done. And this is South Africa, and so some of the legal documentation is in a language called Afrikaans. And it arrived, and it said this boy's name, just it is as if jou geboorte kind, I can't say, probably you, it means your birth child. And so his document said that this is now legally as if this child was your birth child. Nothing has changed. Nothing is different. There's no second status. And here we see this. We are chosen by God. We are his children, as if we are his birth children, belonging to him. He is our father. He has chosen us and loved us and given us one another to care for, and so that we can produce fruit and love for him. So let's pray that we focus on the fact that we are loved by God, chosen by God, and that this will carry on, help us to flourish as Christians. Amen.